You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
We'll be right back. Closing out that set from their new release, Let's Go, we had Ontario's Maple Blues Band with The Baker's Groove. Before that, from his 2002 release, Skeleton Key, we had Nanaimo, BC's David Gogol with his cover of Albert Collins' Backstroke. And taking us across the top of our first hour from 1970's The Complete Albert Collins, we had Albert Collins with 69 Underpass Roadside Inn. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. This is my first ever all-instrumental show. Starting off this set from 1967, Shake Sugary, this is the legendary Elizabeth Cotton with Till We Meet Again. Thank you. Closing out that set from her double Blues Music Award nominated debut album, You Ain't Unlucky, we had Boston's Veronica Lewis with Ode to Jerry Lee. Before that, from 2021's Live at Herman's, recorded in Victoria, BC, we had 15-time Maple Blues Award nominee and 6-time Maple Blues Award winner for Piano Player of the Year, David Vest with Mr. Pine Top's Boogie. Before that, from 1957, we had the legendary Earl Hooker with Frog Hop. And before that, from 1953, the king of the slide guitar, Elmore James with Hawaiian Boogie. And I got that set started off with the late, great Elizabeth Cotton, Until We Meet Again, from her 1967 release, Shake Sugary. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. This is my first ever all-instrumental show, and one of the reasons I picked this week is because Freddie King's birthday was coming up, and he is one of the greatest instrumentalists of all time. So for this week's big block of instrumental blues, I'm going to showcase some of the music of one of the greatest blues guitarists of all time. Freddie King was born 89 years ago, Sunday, September 3rd, 1934, in Gilmer, Texas. Raised in a blues family, he grew up listening to Blind Lemon Jefferson, Arthur Crudup, Big Bill Brunsey, and Lightnin' Hopkins, and received his first guitar when he was 5.
There is a broadcast beyond that which is known to commercial radio. It is the middle ground between the present and the past, the summit of surf punk, rockabilly, and garage, and it lies between the airwaves of forgotten artists and the twilight of the unknown bands. This is a program we call the Downlighter's Crypt, every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Influenced by B.B. King and T-Bone Walker, his family moved to Chicago in the 40s, and as a teen, Freddie snuck into the local blues bars to see Jimmy Rogers play with Muddy Waters and Eddie Taylor playing with Jimmy Reed. He made his first recording Country Boy, a duet with Margaret Whitfield in 1956 on the LB label, while still working at a Chicago steel mill. His ferocious guitar playing and onstage presence gained him a following in the city, and he was soon sharing the stage with the likes of Otis Rush, Hound Dog Taylor, Magic Sam, Buddy Guy, and Robert Lockwood Jr. In 1960, he signed with Federal Records and began working with pianist and A&R man Sonny Thompson. Their collaborations, including numerous instrumentals, would fuel King's success, and in 1961, he charted 6 singles on the Billboard R&B charts. He moved back to Texas in 1962 to raise his family and continued recording until his sudden death in 1976. His songs have influenced and been covered by many of the greatest guitarists of the last 60 years, including Eric Clapton, Peter Green, Mick Taylor, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jeff Healey, and countless others. On Rolling Stone Magazine's 2003 list of the top 100 guitarists of all time, Freddie King ranked number 25. He was also nominated for 7 Blues Music Awards, winning twice, was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1982, where he has 2 albums and 1 single inducted, and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012. From his classic 1961 instrumental Sophomore release, Let's Hide Away and Dance Away with Freddie King, this is the legendary Texas Cannonball with Just Pickin'.
We'll be right back.